Dryden. The local food bank is hoping to receive $80,000 from the Moffitt Family Fund. The manager of the food bank, Al Huckabee, explains that the money will be used to expand the food bank's stock and help lower the costs for their weekly delivery service. For a number of years now, we've made yearly grant applications to the Moffitt Family Fund to receive some funding to help with our programs, said Huckabee. In 2022, Food Bank Canada's Hunger Count reported that nearly 1.5 million people visited food banks in March alone, which was the highest count ever recorded. The economic situation that's going on in the country is a big part of the need for people to access food banks, said Huckabee. Huckabee said in February, the food bank provided 427 food hampers, which worked out to 37 hampers a day. That would be 68 individuals a day. 204 individuals a week. So, if you multiplied that by a month, that is 816 each month individuals are accessing help, and over the year that would lead up to almost 9,800 people needing assistance just here in Dryden, said Huckabee. $26,856 is being committed to a cooler and freezer unit. The idea here is to have more frozen food available for their clients. We are looking to do an expansion on our building and we wanted to bring in some units that will help with this, so we purchased two 13 by 14 units. One is a cooler. One is a freezer, said Huckabee. Huckabee said that the total price of the units was $94,000. In the fall of 2022, the Moffitt Family Fund provided $15,000, and fundraising helped with the rest. Huckabee notes that since they purchased a refrigerated van in 2019, it allowed them more access to second harvest foods from retail stores. Just because of that, we really found an increase from our retail stores helping us out with food products that really need to be safe food handled. So, warehousing and space are becoming an issue, Huckabee said. Once the food bank get the unit operating, they plan to have more flash food like frozen vegetables available on the shelves. Huckabee said that their biggest funding ask is help with the food bank's milk and calcium-rich foods program. This year, the food bank is requesting $50,000 to help the organization purchase milk products. The cost of food has gone up considerably and it's really affected the dairy and calcium products, Huckabee said. With more low-income residents relying on the food bank over the last few years, the organization is committed to ensuring their shelves are stocked with a healthy selection of foods. The food bank is also requesting $4,000 for their weekly home delivery service to help with the cost of insurance and fuel. The home delivery service had been in service since 2020 and it's operated completely by volunteers. The food bank offers this service to those who aren't able to get to the food bank to pick up groceries by their own means. This is a program we've initiated for clients who are facing mobility difficulties or have a physical disability, mental health issues, or chronic issues, Huckabee said. Council will vote to approve the list of recipients and send the applications to the Moffitt Family Fund at their council meeting later this month.